the programs to provide services for survivors will continue to be funded, certainly in the 2013 budget, because the Violence Against Women Act authorizes these programs to be funded, but it's the budget and the appropriations process that actually gets those things funded. In the longer run, it is a very bad thing not to reauthorize this bill, because on paper it does need to be reauthorized every 5 years, and the longer it goes sort of technically not being authorized, the easier it is for people like John Boehner and Sandy Adams and Eric Cantor to chip away and begin shutting down the programs that they so dislike that serve victims of domestic violence.
The way I've read it, that it's been presented, is that the legislation would offer domestic violence protections to the gay and transgender community and also to undocumented immigrants. Is that just inflammatory language that they're bandying about, or is that the language of the act?
It's partly inflammatory and partly absolutely correct. Look, the agencies were instructed by Congress the last time this bill was reauthorized, which was 2005. Basically, the message was, we know that there are such things as quote-unquote underserved populations. We want data. We want evidence. We want facts. Come back and give us facts. So in this reauthorization round, the agencies reported on three major underserved populations. One is immigrants, documented immigrants and undocumented immigrants. This is not exclusively undocumented immigrants. And the problem is, an immigrant woman who comes over to this country with a sponsor, be it a husband or an employer, sometimes finds herself being physically abused by her sponsor. And this is a problem if she's doing domestic work, as a nanny or as a housekeeper in a home, and sometimes her employer is abusive. If she comes over to join her husband or marries someone who is a permanent resident or a citizen, and her husband becomes abusive, the problem is that under immigration law, the sponsor has the relationship with the United States government. So an immigrant woman whose papers are controlled by her sponsors needs a way to self-petition. She can do that now under current law, but she also needs sometimes a U visa. That is a visa that allows a person to stay in this country temporarily for as long as it takes to cooperate with law enforcement to hold her violent perpetrator accountable. So the Senate bill simply increases the number of U visas that the immigration can issue from 10,000 a year to 5,000 a year. It's very simple. And these U visas have been around for a very long time. They are utilized by victims of crime. They're utilized really by law enforcement so that they can catch bad guys and put them in prison where they belong. Now, the Republicans are trying to claim that this U visa provision and the other provisions to help immigrant women are for undocumented immigrants. That's just not true. They are for documented and undocumented immigrants alike. They are for victims of domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking. And for heaven's sake, we don't look at their papers to determine that they need services. We certainly don't look at the papers of the victim to determine if a violent criminal should be put behind bars. So now, as far as the LGBT victims, the agencies are looking for data. LGBT victims report inability to access services at a rate of 80%. 80% compared with, I think it's somewhere between 20 and 30% of heterosexual victims report not being able to access services. We know that these programs under the Violence Against Women Act have never been fully funded to meet the actual need. But that huge disparity with 80% of LGBT victims not being able to access services means that something needs to be done. And the Senate bill merely says that agencies must not discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. And that's all it says. It's a uniform non-discrimination that goes across all agencies implementing the Violence Against Women Act. So he's getting pressure from all sides, and I view his latest claim that he's ready to go forward with this conference committee, that's bogus. But at least the fact that he feels he has to be saying something is a good indication that our pressure is working. And to me, it means we have to increase the pressure even more.